Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. A couple of great guests here, Morgan Prominence and Howie Stretch from Hobie Kayaks right here in local Oceanside. And talking, having some fun here.
This is great, man. Great show. So much killer info. And like my favorite thing about when we're always talking about kayaks is it's for everybody. Okay. And not everybody can do a trip to Alaska. Not everybody can go on a long-range trip, but everybody can grab a kayak and go enjoy fishing and do a free day in Mission Bay and the accessibility, and it's just a great show. And always talking to these guys, it really makes you realize like how much that kayak is accessible, whether you're fishing San Vicente like you were talking about or going to try and catch a big sea bass off of La Jolla. Like, it's all doable.
Backpacking up into the Sierras, totally. And going to a remote lake and being on a kayak, and people go, how in the heck did that guy
get? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Pretty darn sweet. So we're having a great time this morning, and if you want to join us, be a part of the second hour. We want to hear from you. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning on the phone. Or send us a text. We've had a bunch of great texts and a whole lot more, and we want to hear yours. If you want to send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, we're looking forward to hearing from you. And a couple of great prizes today, as we mentioned already at the beginning of the show. First off, one lucky caller is going to win a full killer crew, Salty Crew pack. It's a $200 gift pack from Salty Crew to our friends at Fastlane Kayaks, and a Hobie Eyewear El Matador sunglasses. So this is like a $300 value prize pack that somebody's getting. That's one lucky caller. Another lucky caller is going to win a Hobie accessory kit that's just going to help you completely outfit your kayak. You're going to talk to Howie, find out the type of fishing that you like to do and what's going to best outfit you, and you've got a full kayak accessory
He'll
kit.
Dial you in.
Yeah. A couple $100 value there, too. Yeah. So, yeah, just a great opportunity. And, again, if you want to get through with those great prizes, or better yet, just your chance to talk to the boys, 213-432-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report. Again, today it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. And don't forget that amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we've got the man, our private boater buddy and fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Morgan, Howie.
So, good morning.
Last week, at the end of the show there, I mentioned we had some serious weather coming. It's kind of a prognostication. Well, did we ever? So I just wanted to hit a few of the highlights from a wild and crazy week, man. It was a real deal in terms of weather. So check this. When that first storm blew out there, the clearing wind Monday night, gusted 76 at Santa Barbara Island. That's the most I've ever seen, ever. 61
Hurricane
in Avalon.
Force.
Yeah, that's just like
how much in Avalon?
61 in Avalon.
Above
Avalon, yeah. Yeah. And the weather buoy reports out in the channels there, it was 14 foot in the Pedro Channel, 15 foot at that one buoy off La Jolla, just outside you guys there, 16 foot while it was blowing 36, gusting 45 at the weather buoy below Clemente.
What day was this?
Monday night.
Monday night. Holy
wow.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not skiff weather for sure. And
no.
For that one that went through Friday and Thursday and Friday, we got some wind, but not all that much, and certainly got a lot of rain. But the classic was the hailstorms yesterday. Manhattan Beach, I saw it on the news last night, absolutely covered in hail. It looked like it had
pretty
snowed.
Crazy.
It was unbelievable. And then this morning, back to normal, quite calm and sunny. It's another beautiful day. Yeah. So back for the guys heading out, you know, if you're staying local, bass fishing before all this was pretty good and in a deeper structure. You might want to fish a redhead with a fresh squid or live one if you can find one there. And but with the runoff and the big swell we had, the shallows are likely to be kind of washed out, so I'd probably stay out there 12 to 20 fathoms like that. And then no reports at all from the islands, not surprising, but I know a lot of guys are heading out for both fishing and hooping. And seriously, guys, watch the water carefully. Because of all this rain we had, the runoff brings down a lot of flotsam and jetsam, and there's just a huge amount of stuff to run into. So, but along with all the crap that gets washed down, the beauty of all that rain is, and an old commercial guy told me many years ago, he said, that rain is good stuff because it brings down the nutrients, it feeds the bait, it feeds the big fish. So all those bluefin are going to have lots of anchovies to eat when they get up here in a month or two.
Hey, Mark, Morgan was asking me about squid availability along the coast and the back. Have you heard anything?
Well, you know, obviously reports this week were slim, but there's been quite a bit of local squid off Huntington Beach here. In fact, one of my friends is to text me just before I was going on that some of his buddies had caught a bunch of bass that were all full of squid. And I've been hearing that for a couple of weeks now. There's quite a bit of local squid. And then the squid at Catalina was probably best up there around Silver Canyon, Salta Verde, like that. But there's spots farther east off the V's and a little bit off of Binnacle there. And then there's been a dab or two on the front. You know, it's always worth a look there. And Rock and up in the isthmus there around Lionhead, those are always worth a look. So yeah, there's a decent amount of bait around, and you know, obviously with some better weather, we'll get some reports here this week.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com, whether it's raining, snowing, hailing, whatever, fishdope.com has your reports. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is at stores, area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, we got to feel a little bit sorry for Danny that does most of those fish dope reports, because he's been back there in paradise for almost 2 weeks fishing off the dock of the bay in the Florida Keys, you know.
Yeah.
So he's
got
to come back to the real world and start grinding out them words again.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Coming back to hailstorms.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Well, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, I think we might have a fish report. Probably got better weather this week.
Yeah, it looks like better weather this week. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll see you guys.
Take care, Mark.
That very much.
All right, well, while we're waiting for Marcos, got a great text that came through for the boys. It says, I have a PA 14, a Pro Angler 14, and I missed the anchor discussion, but I really want to anchor on the kelp. Any suggestions from you guys? That's from Steve in Lakeside.
Oh, man, yeah, Steve, anchoring in the kelp is one of my favorite things because on a kayak you don't really, well, especially if the kelp's all the way up at the surface, you don't really necessarily have to send your anchor all the way down to the bottom. Still use an anchor trolley so that you can make sure that you're safely oriented, you know, down current or straight up current.
So the anchor trolleys, basically explain that again.
Yeah, so it's a pulley system that allows you to slide your anchoring, basically the leverage point where your anchor is tied off to your boat, to either all the way to the bow or all the way to the stern. But you can bring it right next to your seat, clip your anchor line into it, and then deploy it. As it's deploying, you would roll that pulley system so your anchor points all the way up at the bow.
Almost like deploying your rudder, right? Kind of just, you can do that from the seat. You just
pull on the string. The seat. You don't have to do anything. But for a lot of times fishing in the kelp, when the kelp's healthy and the tide's right and there's that canopy up on the surface, you can actually clip to that. And you know, you want to make sure you don't get broadside, because in there's a lot of water washing around sometimes, you know, still use that anchor trolley to clip off from either the bow or the stern, but with a nice giant S beater like Night Eyes makes some big giant carabiner clips and stuff, and a short anchor line, when the kelp's all the way up like that, you can clip right to it, and it's it's
but it's nice to have the trolley to be able
effective.
To fit right up in the
yeah,
front.
Yeah, it's
there.
Cool too because it has some bungee built into it. So if there is some swell and stuff, it's not
stretching.
Like it's just jolting on your kayak.
Yeah.
It stretches. It's super smooth.
And that's an accessory you can get at a dealer like Fastland Kayaks.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, they'd have them.
All Check them out on our website, Hobie.com.
All right. Very good. All right. Cool. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Ralph from Menifee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ralph? Good morning.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Ralph.
Howie, just wanted to make a comment to Howie. You live in Canyon Lake. I live in Menifee. So I'm just saying, if you ever need a fishing buddy, I'm right here.
right on.
as far as the I was checking out the iTrek Fiesta, and that thing was so trick. Did you guys or have you guys tested it with two and possibly even one person, you know, like let's say in Mission Bay or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Two guys is ideal. One, you might have a little issue with tracking. But, you know, if you've got a buddy, definitely, you know, you and another guy or gal can go out on it and have a great time.
We're going to take that thing up to that squid bite in Huntington Beach. Four dudes. That'd be the ultimate.
So this is one of the inflatables that'll take four people?
Yeah. It's called the Fiesta.
The Fiesta.
And for that squid fishing, we might put a tent on the front just so we can
and
get a little rest.
And a cooler in the middle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds wild.
That's funny.
You know, what's really cool about the inflatables is the whole thought process of putting it on a plane and taking it with you like down the Baja coast or something like that, or throw it in the back of your car and adventuring off into remote areas, and you have a boat with you, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is so cool. Take it down to Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez.
I want that I-9 for the Sierras.
Yeah, the Sierras, the backpack that thing up. Yeah, for sure. And that's all packaged together with the like a standard Mirage drive?
Yeah, so the...
And what about a seat?
So the Fiesta comes with two Mirage drives and two seats, and then you have the option to add more from there. But yeah, Ralph, I think it's a super fun platform, you know, and I can see families enjoying it out at the lake. It's soft, right? So it's like if there's kids jumping around in it, they're not going to hurt themselves. It's just a big fun platform with Mirage drives, and we're like, let's just make this thing, see how it goes, and it's going pretty well so far.
People are excited
cool.
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. So the new inflatable has a seat on it too, just like the old I-11?
Yeah, so there's a brand new seat that we've designed for the iTrek series.
Wow.
As well as a brand new rudder and steering system. So that's all kind of been upgraded from what we've learned over the years and things like that. So there's a lot of new and improved things on it, but the seat's super lightweight. It's more compact. It makes it easier to transport, and it's nice and breathable. So, you know, tons of cool stuff on those boats.
The new seats that you've developed on the kayaks are amazing. They're so comfortable. You can sit in them all day. It's like a beach chair.
Yeah,
right?
They definitely are.
They're more comfortable than the beach chair.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because you can adjust them. And
Yeah. They're amazing, our designers and engineers. The Vantage, one of the Vantage chairs I know has something like 126 different parts that make it like that. And, you know, when you're sitting all day on the kayak, you want to have the most comfortable seat possible.
Yeah,
you want to recline it. It's like I compare it to a long car drive. You know, if you're driving up to Mammoth or something, how many times do you mess with the lumbar support or recline your seat
yeah.
a little bit or you know whatever? So
yeah.
you can do all that with the seats. It's awesome.
Next
That's
thing
cool.
you know, you'll put heat in the seats, right?
Yeah,
that'd be really something.
All right. Well, hey, we're gonna continue on with our catch report. Find out what's going on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing great, good. Buddy. Good morning.
Well, I hate to say this will probably be the shortest fish report I've given you guys in about 20 years. Since the last time we talked, we fished a total of zero times.
Wow.
Between that weather coming through and just, you know, people staying home, being safe. So it was a little tough week there, but coming back to normal next week, we have a couple of charters out. Last night, the Pacific Voyager on a 2.5 day and the Pacific on a 1.5 day headed down to Coast Air, so hopefully they bring back some good news and maybe we can get running on that. But otherwise, for our upcoming schedule, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got our full schedule up there for those half-day trips. We scheduled the Sea Watch for the half-day through the first half of February there. And definitely check that because we're running a different schedule than usual with only one trip during the week and those two regular ones on the weekend. And anything new, we'll go up there also. If you guys don't want to go fishing or you got someone in town that maybe just wants to get on the water, always check out those whale watching trips, Legacy's running trips out there. It's great whale migration season. And hopefully once this weather blows through here, it looks beautiful today. Hopefully we get a little bit more of that and we get back out there fishing.
Right on. Yeah, Marcos, I mean, Seaforth is always the home of multiple, you know, whatever's going on, sometimes multiple half days or multiple full days and always overnights and day and a half. So we're so used to so many trips, but I think it was the right call. A little bit of weather, let that blow through and we'll get back at it this week. Well, we appreciate you keeping us up to date as always, and we'll look forward to a solid week of fishing here this week at Seaforth.
And we'll talk to you guys next weekend.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. That is going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they offer killer, you know, different knives depending on what a guy's doing. They're just a handmade, very high-end, very sharp, whether it's law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get that great Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
And they hold an edge.
That's the beauty.
Nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
sure.
That's the high carbon steel. They're very easy to sharpen, and they hold that edge so much longer than a traditional, you know, stainless steel style knife.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good. How about this time we talk to Carl? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I got a couple questions. On the kayaks, do you make for somebody that doesn't swim and flips them over easy? Do you have like little outriggers that you can adapt to them? And then as far as your gear, is there a way to tie your gear down?
We've thought of all that for you. So, we have an accessory called a Sidekick Omakit, and it's basically, two floats that you can either have installed or have stowed on your kayak for certain weather or whatever. But
it makes it like a trimaran, right?
It makes it into a trimaran, and you've got these little inflatable floats, and it takes about 3 to 5 breaths into each float, and you've got insane stability, more stability than anybody would ever need in a kayak.
Really?
And
wow.
So they're real packable and pretty, you know, they're out of the fishing area. You mount them right behind the seat there, and so you've got everything clear in front of you. And then your other question was,
it was how do you tie things down?
So we've got a Hobie rod leash that is kind of stretchable, you know, and it's got a high quality clip on one end of it, and the other end's got a quick release kind of like a, you know, tether system on it, so you can, you know, one of the things that people aren't crazy about with rod leashes is fishing with a rod leash attached to your rod. A lot of times some people are comfortable with it, other people are not. And so the nice thing about that buckle is you can quickly unclip the rod and, you know, fish as you normally would.
Yeah, those are nice. Yeah, but it's just a little security. Not that you have to clip them in, but just a little security to just clip them in there. I know when I'm over at San Clemente Island, you never know what's going to happen, right? I like
fishing around the boilers.
Clip them in,
be
right?
Safe than sorry.
Yeah. Clip it on.
I don't think there's any person who's fished kayaks for a long time that would ever, you know, tie it down no matter what, all the time, every time. Like, that seems to be the overwhelming response.
If you're worried about losing it,
tie it down. Yeah,
totally. Especially if you're launching through the surf, you got to tie stuff down.
Yeah. And I mean, you just never know what could happen. You know, you turn around and you go to put your rod in your rod holder, you miss the rod holder.
Yeah.
You let it go
it
or
happens.
Something or whatever. You bump something with your elbow. So just never know.
Yeah. Hey, good questions. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A good text from Kurt in Mo Valley. He says, I've used a float tube since the 90s and never tried a kayak. What would be their suggestion for freshwater model that you can get in small, tight areas like float tubes? And it's kind of one of those deals, once, because I float tube a lot, once you go kayak or inflatable kayak, it's like, wow, why haven't I done this, right?
Yeah, I would say the iTrek 9 or iTrek 11 would be awesome, you know, going from a float tube. Float tubes are so much fun, and,
yes.
you know, the only disadvantage with them is you're kind of sitting in the water a lot of the time, and then you're really, compared to a kayak, you're pretty immobile,
yes.
really. So, I mean, you can pedal a lot of distance on the Hobie, so it opens up a lot more of the lake for you. You're not at the mercy of the wind. You know, if you get caught out there on a float tube in the wind, you've already experienced that, I'm sure, but... I just think the maneuverability and the storage and the dryness and the comfort on a kayak is awesome. And the iTrek series, like that 9 or 11 footer, would be a great option.
And comfort, too, just that seat, the whole thing.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
What's up, Bart?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and good morning, Morgan, Howie. How are you doing?
I'm good,
doing
Bart.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to hear your voice.
You, too.
So, I'm sitting here thinking back to, like, when I first saw you and met you and stuff, and I think it would be very fun for people to hear your evolution from the beginning of your angling days to your lofty position at Hobie now.
It's a long story. No, I'll give you the
question. I want to hear it. That's a good story.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, started off in high school working at Blue Water Tackle in Solana Beach part-time, and then started guiding kayak fishing, and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Sailing Center helped me out and kind of sponsored me with Hobie kayaks to use, and you know, guided for a few years, went to college, graduated with an accounting degree, and was going to be an accountant, and I think I made the right decision.
Yeah.
I was like, Ron, I'm going to go look for a real job. And he was like, let me see what I can do. And so he called our VP of sales, and I started as a sales associate in the fishing department, worked my way up to a product manager, then a brand manager, and now a director. So,
wow.
It's been
just a few years, too.
It's been
11, how long you been?
11 years at
Hobie. It's been 11 years at Hobie. Wow.
Yeah. So wow. It's been fun. And I, you know, working at Blue Water and working at Fast Lane and Hobie, we've always been associated with the Fred Hall shows, and I've known Bart forever. And, man, I've had so many good, fun experiences. It's like seeing the family when you go there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just fun stuff. But thanks, Bart, for bringing that up.
Well, you know, I get to deal, Morgan, with a lot of different companies. And the Hobie, talk about family, the Hobie family, you know, from Ruth and to you and to everybody I know there. It's a wonderful company. It's such a pleasure to do business with people that you respect. And you have my ultimate respect. And you're great. It's good. So much fun to watch you evolve, I tell you. For old guys like me, to watch people like you do well is really a lot of fun, Morgan. And you deserve to be where you are.
Thank you, Bart.
For sure.
Very kind words.
How long have you been there, Howie?
I started with Hobie in May of 2016, so
yeah.
Some time's already gone by.
Yeah,
I'm nearing the veteran stage.
Yeah. All right, Bart. Well, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
Take care, Bart.
See you, Bart.
Bye.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into it. We have a great text that came through that, you know, when you were talking about launching in the surf. This was from Justin from Phoenix. He said, when launching through the surf, do you recommend to drop the foot drive in right away, or should I be using my oars to get through to get some distance off the beach?
We have a very strong opinion on this one. always use your Mirage drive, and I'll let Morgan expand a little bit more on that, but you want to go as straight and as fast as you can through that impact zone, and so the best thing is to use the drive. There's some techniques with it, though, and so you want to explain the subtleties a little bit there,
yeah.
Morgan?
So usually we'll drag the kayak out by the nose and get into about knee-deep water, and then kind of hold on to the front of the kayak, plop the drive in there, release the rudder so you got steering, and then hold on to the kayak, start watching the waves, looking for that break, And once you're ready, hop on, and your pedals will already be adjusted for your height. You got your rudder down, and I can get from there out of the surf zone probably twice as quick as I can with the paddle.
That's what I was gonna say. You've got to be faster with those pedals than you would be with the paddle, right?
Yeah, and you know, if you time it wrong and it's a day of big surf, I think that's another thing. Be really picky with those days. You know, if the surf's too big, drive home.
Go to the bay.
Go golfing or go to the bay. Yeah, exactly. So you just get so much more torque with those pedals, and you can punch through even a big wave. So,
yeah.
Picking your spots is the biggest. It's got to be the biggest thing. Like, you just got to be smart about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, if there's a big swell rolling into La Jolla Shores or anywhere else, and it's out of your comfort zone, go to the bay or take your reels off your rods, put them in a dry bag, right. Take your rods down, tie them down, make sure if you flip, nothing's going to break, and you can get out in head high surf, you know. You might flip a couple times, but you'll get out there.
Now, what about the opposite for, even though that wasn't his question, what about landing the boat? Is there any difference in procedure that you like to do with the pedals and when you do or when you don't?
That one's a little bit more fun and the more challenging part, honestly, than going out. Coming in, our advice is to never catch a wave. So what you want to do is creep into the surf zone and get as close as you can to where those waves are actually breaking. Wait for a set, keep looking over your shoulder, and ideally on the last wave of the set, right after that last wave in the set passes under your kayak, you haul butt and chase that back of that wave all the way into the shallows. And that's the safest way to do it. And again, same deal with the Mirage Drive. Now we've got the kick-up fins, so you don't have to worry so much about getting into the shallows. You can pedal like crazy and get all the way into the shallows, and those fins will kick back for you if you've got a Hobie kayak with one of the newer drives in it. But you know, for years, it's just get into shallow water. You can kind of gauge when you're into that whitewater zone and just push one pedal all the way forward so you can protect your drive, and that's it.
That's great info.
Good info.
Yeah, right on. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and more of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
A tough fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning, talking Hobie kayaks and fishing and all over the place, man. This has been a great show.
All right, yeah. Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing is listening, and he's looking forward to some great adventures, camping trips on Cedros, and inflatables down there, huh?
Oh, I can't say enough. If anyone wants to have a kayak fishing experience of a lifetime, go to CedrosKayakFishing.com. Jeff Mariani is the owner-operator. Yeah. The tide is true down there.
Right.
Amazing. So awesome. Calico bass and yellowtail fishing. He's dialing in the white sea bass stuff. There's broomtail grouper. We've caught all kind of big black sea bass. It's so much fun. Sheephead.
And he's got a whole. So
and he's got a. And Jeff's got a whole line of Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks down there.
Yeah, he has, I think, five or six Outbacks and a beautiful home down there. Amazing food, clean, air-conditioned rooms.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's pretty awesome.
So great.
Yeah, great operator. And the good news is they opened the airport this month. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they're going to be on for this year. Yeah,
right.
So we're very excited about that.
I missed having Cedros last year. Like that didn't sit well being able to go down there, man. That's what you need.
But we're on.
Yep, it's on.
All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Again, if you want to get through, there's still a great opportunity. 213 area code 432-1090. Let's talk to Peter calling us from Goleta this morning. What's up, Peter? Welcome to the show.
Morning, fellas. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear, buddy.
What's up, John?
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a question. I love my
You're fading out there, Peter.
Yeah, super low volume there, Peter. Maybe you can try and shoot us a call back. We can get you pumped back up there.
All right, thanks. Hopefully we'll get him back on.
Yep, all right, let's keep rolling. We'll talk to Eric. Eric's calling us from Valley Center this morning. What's up, Eric? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Eric?
Eric.
I have a question. Do I need to put the CF numbers on a kayak?
No, not unless it's a motorized vessel, so you're good to go.
What if you put one of those motors on it, like a Bixby or something like that?
I believe that you only need to if it's over a certain length or something, right?
Or really? A certain horsepower.
So you
the Bixby's and Torquedo electric motors and stuff. At least in California, you don't
need it.
Yeah,
you can probably slide under the radar with something like that thing.
Yeah, and always just check your local state laws and also your Coast Guard. You know, necessities and what they require you to have on your kayak.
Do you need to have flares and
You need a white light of some sort, so like a headlamp will suffice for that
for nighttime.
No, to have on your kayak at all times.
Okay.
I believe a safety whistle, so a noise making device,
okay,
and a life jacket.
And a life jacket.
And you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay.
But always be prepared further than that if you need
to. Yeah. VHF radio, really good idea.
Yes.
And I'm sure in that accessories kit, there's all kinds of visual markers and things like that that you guys have.
We can get you outfitted. For all your
like
safety needs.
Yeah, like a cool one that I think people should keep in mind is like a flag, right? Because you are sitting lower to the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of the time, especially like in the middle of summertime with the yellowtail are biting and there's 80 kayaks and 50 boats out.
Sure.
You know, do yourself a favor and just make yourself a little more visible by adding a flag or something like that.
Yeah. You get 3 or 4 or 5 feet of rolling swell. If you're down if you're down and the other boat is down, you don't see that when you're coming across. So
yeah.
You can get a little flag that's 6-8 feet up in the air, all of a sudden at least there's something there to keep you.
Yeah, whether you're in the bay or in the ocean, especially in the bay too.
Yes.
Man, a flag is really important.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say you guys had talked about not wanting to put running lights on the boats in shows past. I remember that, the red and green port and starboard type lights. Is that still the case?
Yeah, they advise against it because it kind of shows that you're a motorized vessel. You know, even like a sailboat will usually have some form of power on it. So it's just best to stick with the white light. But there are a lot of people that actually put them on there. It's kind of a gray area. So,
yeah, the concern is that the other boaters can think that you can get out of the way faster than you can.
Right.
And so I think that's the major.
Which you don't want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Good questions. Let's talk about local fishing on a kayak. What kind of local fishing do you do on a kayak?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of an interesting time of the year, winter time. There's some great fishing to be had. The bays are fishing great. San Diego, Mission Bay, at least down here. There's some big bass fishing to be had. You know, the fish are moving a little bit slower, but there's still some fantastic bass fishing. And then there's obviously ocean stuff. You know, I think both myself and Howie really enjoy yo-yo iron fishing. We recently had some surface action on yellowtail and everything. Looking for squid stuff, getting fin bait, dropper looping them, you know, for halibut or white sea bass. So calico bass fishing, there's tons of fishing going on right now. We got springtime right around the corner. There's no better time to have a kayak and get out there.
Yeah, and springtime is one of my favorite times of year because while it can be slow at times, I think my biggest catches have come in the spring, like early spring.
So are you guys launching into the ocean, launching into the bay? What's your favorite? Where's your favorite spots to launch?
La Jolla Shores, baby.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's pretty easy access there.
It is.
And semi-protected.
It's semi-protected. Yeah. Even on a if you get the right angle swell, it'll make it in there to the launch. But a month or so back when we had that big ground swell, and the cove wasn't breaking or anything, but it was 10 foot at some of the reefs right around there. And, it was shin high at the launch. And it's not always like that. You definitely, over time, you'll get familiar with what angled swells get in there and what doesn't and stuff. But for the most part, I'd say, 200-plus days out of the year, you can launch pretty smoothly.
Dana Point, too, if you're looking for some ocean action.
Yeah, that's an easy one because the launch ramp's like right there, and then you're in the ocean.
It's awesome,
Dana Point. Yeah, and the halibut fishing there.
Excellent.
Really good.
And then going north, there's some other launches.
Yeah, exactly. Or I was actually heading south down to San Diego Bay, pedal over from Shelter Island to the bait barge and load up on some sardines or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Great halibut fishing.
Totally.
Drop some soft plastics on the structure for big sand bass. So fun, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So there's lots of different locales to do it, whether it be in the bay or in the ocean.
Yeah, I think, if we're targeting a big trophy-sized fish, we're going to be hitting the ocean, either La Jolla, Dana Point, Oceanside, something like that, or really...
Yeah, Oceanside, you're pretty easy to get out in the ocean.
Yeah, or if you're... confident with, if you surf and stuff and you have an understanding of the waves and you get a kayak cart, I mean, we will launch off of Carlsbad and stuff like that too. There's some little spots along our coastline that are gold, and a lot of the time you're the only angler out there. And there's just tons of good fishing.
Some of that North County coastal kelp line just never gets fished. You know, it's just far enough away one direction or the other that it gets so little pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the opportunity on a kayak. But you just, when you're launching in the surf, you just have to pick your days, right?
Pick your days, and that's it. Pay attention to the forecast. And I think that's kind of a good tip we could give is, like, when you're looking at the swell forecast, you know, the intervals in the swell and stuff too, you know, anything above that, like 10 seconds is good. Obviously, if you got like a 16 second day where it's 2 feet, you're in the money, but you'll start getting an understanding of how that stuff works. The tides, depending on where you're launching, that's another thing to pay attention on. But, yeah, you can dial it in pretty well. And as springtime and summer comes around, you know, a lot of those spots up in North County and everything start heating up, and you can have a full-speed yellowtail bite to yourself.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Packed they are. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I remember, Morgan, my first time stepping in blue water, you were the guy that was working Sunday morning, putting a connection on my reel, and you told me, you know, don't worry about it. I have to pass a test if I'm allowed to do this. All right, to a bimini connection.
Putting a bimini in your spectrum.
I remember Cal making me tie the same knot like 30 times in a row, and then I did it thousands of times after that. So I hope it held up for you, John.
my question, though, is I know you've contributed a lot of improvements over the years with Cobri, with the designs and features of the kayaks. Is there one in particular or a few in particular that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think involvement with the Pro Angler line, you know, and obviously there's tons of input that comes in from many, many different people at Hobie, and mainly from our designers and engineers. And then I was lucky enough at that point to kind of be involved in the testing phase and kind of just, you know, complain about anything that wasn't right and have them fix it. So that was cool. And then I think the new and improved Outback is pretty cool. I was definitely heavily involved in that one, but Howie's also right there. You know, we're basically the two main fishing guys at Hobie that they rely on for a lot of feedback in-house. But we also have access to a lot of team members all around the country who fish in all different kinds of environments. Our rep team, we hear our dealers what they're asking for and what they're hearing all the time. So there's a ton of stuff that comes down into every little thing that we make happen on the kayaks.
And you talked about the Pro Angler. Talk about that. We haven't really talked about the Pro Angler, so you kind of helped develop that whole.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you call the Pro Angler, the ultimate kayak for fishing?
I would say it's the best kayak in the world for fishing, hands down. You know, right there alongside the Outback, but they're completely different boats. You know, so if transportation's not that big of a deal, if you're not lugging your kayak 100 yards on a kayak cart down to your water's edge, I always fish out of the Pro Angler 14 when I can. You know, you can't beat the stability, the speed, all of the rod storage and stuff like that, comfortable seat. It's
and
awesome.
The weight capacity, if you're taking as much gear as we take.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can and you have wheels. We talked about that earlier, but you can move that. You can park and move that boat pretty far.
Yeah, Howie and I have had some like days of suffering where we've like, "Oh, let's go, you know, let's park here and we'll just wheel the kayaks," and we end up wheeling like a Pro Angler with 150 pounds of gear on it, like
a couple hundred yards in the soft sand, and you're spent by the time you get there. So.
Yeah.
And you have different wheel options, right, based on the type of terrain a guy's going over. I've never seen those in the accessory catalogs.
Yeah, we got a big balloon tire that's a 30 centimeter tire, and it's you know, kind of acts the same way as a soft off-road tire would for a truck driving on sand, you know. But
so you can pull it right. You can pull a pro angler right across the sand.
Yeah. Some of those lower profile tires are not the choice for sand. You definitely want what we call the Trax 230. That 30 centimeter balloon tire is just going to be the ticket for going across the sand.
All right. Yeah. Or across pavement too, probably. Huh?
It'll do pavement too. Yeah. I'd be careful if it was real sharp gravel or rock or something like that, shale. I would probably choose one of our all-terrain oriented wheels, you know, tires for that.
Okay. But again, that's the beauty of the accessories department, is all of those exist. You know, you can pick whatever. If you know this is the launch that you do most of the time, you can pick the wheel that's right for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are there things that you haven't thought of?
You know what? As the fishing world evolves.
I have to say, like, probably not much.
Yeah.
That we haven't thought of or been told 500 times by some different people.
You get a lot of input from, like, you have a lot
more,
of pros,
more than
right?
you could wish for.
Yeah.
The product development wish list is pretty deep. If we've thought of most everything, we haven't developed, you know, every single thing we thought of, because there are all
if
kinds
we
of
could
different
have
reasons,
like
but
10 more employees at, you know, just yeah. under Hobie's thumb, I mean Howie's thumb, we could bust out a lot of stuff. We got like product lists for 10 years plus.
Wow.
You know?
All right. So there's more coming.
Yeah. When's the RSW system coming out? You know?
Indeed.
Hey, well, the phones are packed up, as with the text. So a great text came through from Scott in Berea. Says, I have two Hobie passports and I absolutely love them. What's the difference in construction between the passport and the pro angler?
The passport is a thermoformed kayak. It's essentially two sheets of plastic that get molded and welded together, and the way that the plastic at the parting line is welded together is so robust that should not be at all of any concern.
These aren't rotomolded. They're
actually vacuum formed. Yeah.
Vacuum
yeah.
formed.
Yeah. So they get sandwiched in this mold and heated up, and super super durable, strong product. The pro anglers are rotomolded, and the advantage that we get to the rotomolding process is we can build in sharper features into the hull and do a little bit more sleek, premium kind of stuff. You know, not that
passport's kind of an entry level, kind of lower end.
Exactly, but you can do anything that you ever want to do on a fishing
But because it's got Mirage Drive, the whole thing, right?
The Passport 12 actually reminds me a lot of our predecessor Outback, and then you know it's got a great starting point. I mean, come on, you can afford one of these with a Mirage Drive in it, and that's going to get you out on the water. Then from there, if you want to change the rudder or add a bait tank or add a fish finder or put like turbo fins, you know, you can do that in increments, so you're not spending a grip of money at one time.
Yeah.
Fantastic boat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great.
Yeah, and he's super happy with his, you know. That's nice. Awesome. All right, well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to you boys. How about this time we talk to Paul, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so I have a – can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have a Hobie Outback on order from Fastlane, and Ron helped me out over there. So I have a question on, you know, I've caught a lot of big tuna and a lot of big fish, and I want to know what's the biggest tuna you can catch on a Hobie Outback safely, and what's maybe the biggest tuna you guys have caught out there, and would it be wise to use a sea anchor, and would Pete or Rick be able to take me out to the tuna grounds?
So when we were testing the new Outback, we actually pulled on one of those big bluefin for a while before it got, unfortunately, another boat ran over our line and cut the fish off.
Oh.
So, but I know, like, the Revolution 13, which is an even thinner or skinnier model than the Outback, I know the guys in Hawaii, I've seen tuna up to 176 pounds caught on that. I don't think that you need a sea anchor. I think you're actually at an advantage just getting towed longer. You know, you do get towed pretty fast, so it might not be a bad idea to use the Sidekick Omni-Kit on the Outback.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any limitation to the size of fish you can catch from that kayak. I think there's a limitation of what you can pull onto the kayak if you're deciding to keep it or not, you know. But I have no doubt you can catch a super cow tuna on that thing, and I'd love to see it.
There was one of the Islander kayak mothership trips. I believe it was last year, the year before. They ran into a school right off of San Clemente Island, and like five guys or six guys hooked up the 100-pounders, and they didn't have the right gear, of course, but they got towed around and pulled on them for a while. It's certainly doable if you have the right gear, right?
Have a buddy with you, too.
Yeah, because you could get towed. A big fish could tow you miles.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Absolutely. I know that they catch some of those big bluefin on the East Coast, and I think there's been some really large ones caught, but people towed like 12 miles out and stuff like that. So be prepared.
I remember one time I was down at Rancho Leonero, and we put kayaks on the boat, and we went down to down where the tuna were and launched the kayaks and got in the kayaks and hooked tuna and caught, I think I caught like a 30-pound yellowfin on the kayak. It was so much fun. That's towed so around. Bad. Yeah. But the worst part was when I hooked a manta ray.
Oh, no. That's a ride
that
right
was
there.
A ride. That was gnarly.
And to create the leverage to then have to break that thing off on relatively heavy tackle was not easy.
No.
I have a very good bud that's out on the East Coast right now. From here, out on the East Coast, commercial fishing that big bluefin on a relatively small boat, you know, mid 30 size foot boat, and they just caught a big one, you know, 700 pounder.
Woo.
And 13 miles from where they hooked the fish until where they landed. That's in a 30 foot boat.
And a 30 foot boat.
They went 13 miles.
But that's a big fish.
Sure, no doubt. I'm just saying, you know, that's.
Can you imagine on a kayak? No, I don't think so.
You'll be getting towed.
One of my goals is to get out there and get a big tuna. So we'll see.
It could happen.
Maybe it'll happen this year.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got so much cool stuff we're giving away. Those killer Hobie sunglasses, the Salty Crew pack from Fastlane, the Hobie accessory kit. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High pressure to pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm trying to find out the big winners of a couple of killer prizes. First up, a Hobie, a brand new pair of Hobie El Matador sunglasses. That's going to our friend, and that Fastlane sailing kit. That's going to Ralph, who is from Menifee. And then the winner of the full Hobie kayak accessory kit, Kevin. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
Such killer prize.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thanks. Those were
Kevin was awesome. Temple City. Sorry.
Yeah, Temple City. All right. Yeah. And Kevin, you're gonna get a call from Howie. He'll accessorize. He's gonna dial you in, and then Ralph, you'll be able to go down to Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay and get a salty coup package, and then Morgan's gonna send you those El Matador. Love the name.
Yeah, they're
sunglasses.
They're really cool sunglasses. I love them.
Cool. Well, hey, great guys.
This was awesome, really great show.
Sure appreciate your time, and things are happening at Hobie, right?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us on again. We love coming down here.
Yeah,
we'll do it again. The show.
Yeah,
you guys do a great job.
You do a great job, and I bet you can't wait to go fishing, right?
I'm looking out the window right now. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
No doubt. Well, if somebody wants more information,
Hobie.com.
Okay.
Plain and simple. And, get out there. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You guys do it. Do it right, no doubt. Accessibility, great product. You guys are killing it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And of course, go see Fastlane Kayaks. They got everything you need right there. Ron and Deb and the gang over there will take good care of you. Hey, thanks very much for listening today. Thanks to Andrew on the phones and the board. And, of course, Adam on the app. We sure appreciate all they do. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, the guru of the tackle industry, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, will be here talking some toys, some tackle, right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.